Jesus was gay and Mary was a pot smoker. That's the premise of a new Brazilian satire film, The First Temptation of Christ. Many in Brazil don't find the idea very funny. 2 million people have signed a petition calling for the film to be axed. The production company was attacked with Molotov cocktails, and a judge temporarily banned the film. But Brazil's Supreme Court overturned the ban. Reporter Shannon Sims has been covering the story. Shannon, Brazil's Supreme Court recently ruled that this film could stay on Netflix. Is that the latest on this case?
The Supreme Court, in an opinion, said that essentially Catholics can handle the satire and that protected under the Brazilian Constitution is freedom of speech. So currently, it's allowed to be on the air, but obviously this has created an air of tension in Brazil.
So who is the group that attacked the comedy group's offices in Rio de Janeiro?
Good question. All that we know is that a video was posted shortly after the attack claiming responsibility for the attack, kind of in a similar way that we see with attacks in the Middle East, where it was masked people speaking into the camera saying that they were the ones who had done this.
Wow, they've masked their voices and everything.
Yeah, it's a pretty creepy sounding video.
Now, I understand that incident is being described as a terrorist attack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I should put this into context. Brazil hasn't suffered a terrorist attack in the same way that the U.S. or Europe has. And that is even when they've hosted the Olympics, they've hosted the World Cup, they've had, you know, the world stage and many opportunities, and fortunately have never experienced a terrorist attack. And so a lot of people in Brazil are saying, look, this is the first one. This is, you know, people throwing Molotov cocktails to explode a production studio and potentially kill people in the middle of the night in Rio de Janeiro. So, you know, this has caused a lot of concern.
The comedy group that produced the satire, Porta dos Fundos, how have they responded to all this?
They're taking it really seriously. You know, I was really lucky because I was able to get an interview with Antonio Tabet, who he is one of the founders of the group. And I would kind of equate to kind of like a Lorne Michaels, the Saturday Night Live creator figure in Brazil. And so I was able to speak directly with him about kind of how they're feeling about what's going on.
We continue to work with our kind of comedy after the terrorist attack, but we have stricter security standards. Unfortunately, if you cannot feel safe in Brazil on normal days, imagine today with a government that foments acts of violence and has not even spoken out about the first terrorist attack in our country after redemocratization, because the government has allies in church. It would be more or less like a Nazi group bombing Saturday Night Live headquarters in the middle of Manhattan, and Trump didn't speak out a line about it because it agrees with the attack and has allies among those who support the terrorist action.
So, Shannon, he's referring to Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. What's his response been?
Bolsonaro's been quiet on this, and that's part of what is very upsetting to Antonio. But what we're seeing in Brazil is a real friction between two sides of the country. The country's really split in half right now. We saw that in the election, and we're seeing it now and how it plays out in these freedom of speech moments. So part of the country is really rallying around conservative concepts of the family, of Christianity, of sexuality. And then the other part of the country says, hey, this is Brazil, we're liberal, you know, no, LGBT rights are super important and all of things like that. Really, what this discussion is about is a very essential crevice in Brazilian culture right now.
What's next for Porta dos Fundos? I mean, are they kind of cowering or are they saying, hey, this is what we do and we're just going to move forward?
They obviously have, you know, repudiated these attacks. And of course, they are, you know, as Antonio said, having to take security measures, which is absurd when you think about it. I mean, just going around in Rio, I run into the comedians of Porta dos Fundos at different bars at like 1 a.m. So, you know, they're just regular young people trying to make comedy out there. And now it's like they're in the crosshairs. So that's extremely unfortunate and saddening for anyone who is a fan of their show.
Reporter Shannon Sims, she's been covering the story of a Brazilian satire film, The First Temptation of Christ, and the huge controversy it's stirred in Brazil. Thanks a lot, Shannon.
Thanks, Carol.